Clint, yesterday we were discussing it when the news hit that that Christian Harris was going to be out for at least four weeks on the IR. He's out, and when you combine that with the interior defensive line questions that I know you had coming into the year, and I think we still have coming into the year, I think we feel better. I think we feel better. We talked about Mario Edwards. We feel better about some of the guys they have in there, but still some questions when you have up the middle before the season for multiple weeks. You're going to be without Denico Autry, who was a part of the plan there, and you're going to be without Christian Harris moving forward. Yeah. Where's your concern at with that up the middle? Because you brought that up yesterday, which I thought was a good potential topic conversation to think about them up the middle.
Well, I mean, if anything, it's increased. I mean, look, after free agency and after the draft, this was a position on his football team that I would think that D'Amico and Nick expected to address more thoroughly and potentially with one of those win now moves at the interior defensive line position, and they didn't get it done. Now in hindsight, they'll tell you that D'Amico Autry was that guy, and they liked Tim Settle, and Foley was this guy. And now all of a sudden, Mario Edwards is emerging. But I mean, if you look at it, interior D line was a problem coming into it. Now we've lost D'Amico Autry for 6 weeks. We've lost Kurt Heinisch, who I know isn't a big piece, but he's definitely a rotational piece, to IR for 4 weeks. Tim Settle missed the bulk of camp, or hell, did he miss all of camp? I can't remember how much he missed. So
he missed the bulk of it, especially the last.
So when you talk about interior defensive line, the biggest splash they made, D'Amico Autry ain't playing. One of their rotational pieces, Kurt Heinisch, ain't playing. And then Tim Settle, a guy that they tried to sell to us, I think, with how many snaps or how many starts he had in the NFL, hadn't shown us. We hadn't seen anything, right? So he's getting a late start. So I'm more concerned about the up the middle stuff. Mario Edwards is very, very promising. I like Mario Edwards from a standpoint of penetrating and adding to that pass rush. I don't know how much I like Mario Edwards as it pertains to stopping the run. We'll see how he lands there. But the defensive line, interior defensive line, is still my number one concern. And then you get to the second level where the linebackers sit, and I really like Azeez Al-Shaair. Hell, as it pertains to stopping the run, I like Toa Toa. But if the D-line can't hold up in front of you, you're not going to be able to roam. It's going to be tough to play with D-linemen in your lap. It's going to be tough to play against offensive lines that can get to the second level immediately. And that could potentially be a problem. And now, all of a sudden, Christian Harris is not going to be ready for the start of the season. He's out for at least a month. And you look up, and now you've lost your speed backer. You've lost the backer that you feel like the guy in space, whether it be with a Jonathan Taylor or a tight end or one of these quarterbacks like Anthony Richardson, he gives you a chance. He can go out there and get that tackle for a loss instead of missing that tackle or not having a chance and that guy going and getting 10 or 15 yards. And so, Ron, I'm big concerned about the interior of this defense, the gut of this defense, from guard, center, guard, across the middle right there. That's on the defense side of the ball, that's going to be – That's going to be where my eyes are week one. And it's no easy task because the Colts are coming.
Yeah, and to me, D'Amico makes me feel a lot better about him being able to figure it out over a short term, right? This feels like this is going to be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks mm-hmm. with Autry comes back in 6 weeks. The hope is that Christian Harris is back at that time. And listen, it is a big miss.